We recently had some retirements within OCIO that provided an opportunity for us to relook at the organizational structure, relook at where mobile should fit, and as a result of that, we're looking to make some adjustments to the organizational structure over the next 4 months or so to implement or stand up a mobile division, mobile computing division, to support this new requirement as we move forward.
The other piece of all of this is the idea of the BYOD, bring your own device concept. Where are you guys with that? Is that something that you're considering? Is it just still in the early stages and right now everything is still government-furnished devices? Because obviously I think where a lot of agencies are heading, they feel like there's a push for federal employees to be able to use their own devices. Where does it lie in USDA?
We're in the throes with these 29 federated agencies. There's a lot of groundwork that one has to do to lay out an overall approach, strategy, if you will. We're in the very early stages of developing an overall policy framework that's going to allow us to work with the agencies in USDA to fully implement a bring-your-own-device to support workforce requirements. There's issues around general counsel where we need to deal with privacy issues, data wipe issues on the device, who pays for the data plan on the device. There's a lot of issues around, but I can tell you today that we're working very diligently with all of our stakeholders within USDA to come up with a comprehensive policy framework that allows us to implement this in a very, you know, detailed kind of way.
Several agencies are maybe a little bit out in front of USDA. Are you looking at any other policies and saying maybe that's something we could borrow from or kind of model yours after?
We're looking at DOD to some extent. We're looking at aspects of their policy framework that we can use. I haven't locked in on any particular one. We've had some discussions with VA, Veterans Administration, looking at their overall framework and where it makes good business sense to, you know, take bits and pieces of it. We're looking at how best to do that. But I would say those two departments are helping to inform our process for developing an overall policy framework for BYOD going forward.
Is there a timing around that framework? Do you hope to have it done in maybe early 2013, or is there a draft that's coming out anytime soon?
I'm hoping to have that up for coordination across the department probably within the next 45 days. And I'm looking to try and implement that the third quarter of 2013.
How much pressure is the CIO's office getting from mission areas to say, we want to be able to use our own devices? Or are you able to maybe tap that down because you're able to provide them with government-furnished devices in the meantime?
It's the latter. We are able to provide the government GFE to allow them to continue operations. There is a voracious momentum behind mobile devices and how employees can use those to support enhanced productivity and workforce demands. And while the noise hasn't ratcheted up yet, it's coming. So I think OCIO within USDA, we're looking ahead and figuring out ways to innovate and deliver enhanced capability to employees before they come asking for it.
You guys just awarded a contract for mobile device management. Curvis, can you give me a little more details on that and what's it about?
Jason, we just recently awarded a contract to Digital Management Solutions, and they are helping us to serve as the single point of integrator for our mobile device solutions. We're also leveraging them to deal with our application store kinds of solutions, and they're going to bring a holistic approach to helping us design mobile applications. They're going to bring a holistic approach to helping us design an overall strategy and integrated solution that allows us to bring on Androids, iPhones, Blackberries, other Windows mobile devices onto our network to support mobile computing in a more comprehensive kind of way.
And the idea behind that is more that apps and mobile device store initiatives that meet ag's mission, that are focused on agriculture and your needs versus just, you know, you don't need any more angry birds, right?
Those applications that Digital Management will be working with us on, they're designed to help meet the needs of the 29 USDA agencies and their particular missions. The contract is expansive enough in terms of scope, whereas we're working with the agency CIOs within USDA to better understand their missions and work through Digital Management to help support those missions.
And is it a mobile device management service, or is it seems to be have multiple layers? Are you getting that traditional MDM from them, or is it more like a support for mobile devices more broadly?
It's more of a support vehicle for mobile device management more broadly, but they're also working at, which I think is very critical, the integration piece of it. The integration piece of that needs to occur between our platforms, you know, the server environment and the actual mobile device, be it an iPad, iPod, or iPhone, or whatever.
Related to that is an initiative you talked about, which was a CDSI initiative that kind of coincides with the virtual desktop initiative. Talk a little bit about what that initiative is, and then how does the virtual desktop play a big role in that?
Conservation Desktop Streamlining Initiative, CDI. That is a NRCS issue, Natural Conservation Resources Services issue, and that capability is being used to support farm acreage management out in the field. The end game there is for NRCS is looking to move more of its workforce out to the field, and we're using a virtual desktop solution, VDI solution, to help support employees as they go more face-to-face in the field to work with their clients and so forth.
Is this considered maybe a pilot for other bureaus around USDA, or is this beyond the pilot stage, and this is actual, we saw a mission need and we can fill it by using mobile devices?
There's four components to the CDSI, Conservation Desktop Streamline Initiative. The first component deal with the mobile component, which is slated for deployment in February of 2013. The other components are being phased in over the next several months, but I'm hopeful that they'll all be deployed around the early 2014 timeframe.
Part of this entire effort is the Active Directory Consolidation Initiative you also talked a little bit about. I thought this was actually something that maybe you guys did a number of years ago, because you guys were out in front with the logical access using HSPD-12 cards and other tokens for single sign-on, but it seems like you guys are still needing to consolidate that Active Directory. How many are you looking at, and then what's the timing around it?
As you know, we have 29 CIOs, 29 agencies, 17 different active directories that we have to deal with when we're sending email and doing provisioning of equipment and access rights and so forth. EAD, Enterprise Active Directory, is designed to collapse those 29 organizations and their vertical enterprise active directories into a consolidated USDA active directory. That's going to enhance security. It's going to allow us to provision, deprovision assets. It's going to allow us to assign privileges and so forth. It's going to make life a whole lot better for USDA in terms of how we move forward in terms of managing our mobile devices that are accessing our network.